Morning, everyone. May the peace and joy and grace to everyone here. You know, this is a long winter. I haven't talked to my neighbor for the 3 months, 4 months.
我大概有三四个月没有跟邻居谈话了。
And last week, I saw my neighbor already pull out his lawnmower.
那个上个星期我终于看见他把割草机拿出来。
So I had a chance to say, oh, hi, Phil, how are you this winter?
所以我就才有机会跟他说, Phil, 你好,
and I turned around, my the other side of family came out and said, hi, Joe.
然后我转到另一边, 另一家邻居也出来了, 我就跟他打招呼。
Can we do that to our neighbor too?
我们也可以彼此跟我们的邻居来问安。
Okay. Just say hello to or welcome to your neighbor.
让我们来问安。
Okay, we'll have plenty of time afterwards. Okay.
我们聚会完还有时间来继续。
Do you remember our worship leader mentioned about What is this week about?
我们领会的弟兄提醒大家，这个星期是什么星期？
But actually, Palm Sunday, yes.
是那个棕树的节的主日。棕树节。
Well, why they call this a Palm Sunday?
为什么称为棕树节？
Because this is the last week when Jesus on earth and he went into the Jerusalem.
因为这是主耶稣在地上的最后一周，他进入耶路撒冷。
I remember one of the brother prayed as he rode on the small donkey.
有位弟兄祷告中就说他骑着驴驹。
He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and he's right on a small donkey.
他是万王之王，万主之主，但是他却骑着一只小驴驹。
He's so humble.
他是如此的谦卑。
And you know this is his. This was his last week on earth.
知道说这是他在地上的最后一周。
And next week, Friday night, we're going to have a Lord's table because at the time he was nailed on the cross.
星期五我们会在一起聚集领圣餐，因为这个时候是纪念他在地上的最后一次晚餐。
Of course, our Savior, our Lord, is not just end there.
当然我们的主，我们知道他的旅程没有在那里终止。
3 days later, he rose again.
3天后他从死里复活。
So next Sunday, be sure to be here. We have the special worship. It's the Easter worship.
下个主日一定要来这里，我们有复活节的崇拜。
And we'll have our dear pastor Pan, he will be here to give us a sermon.
亲爱的彭牧师在我们当中要给我们讲到。So
let's bow our head and pray this story.
让我们一起低头祷告。Our
dear Lord, we come before you.
亲爱的主，我们到你面前来。And
we admit we are the sinners.
我们承认说我们都是罪人。And
we had your grace so that we can come and worship you today.
但是我们得了你的恩典，叫我们可以到你面前来敬拜你。
Lord, we are so thankful that because you have paid the price.
主，我们感谢你，因为你付上了那个代价。
This grace is free.
给我们这白白的恩典。
And you pay with your precious blood.
你用你的宝血付上代价。
Shed on the cross.
在十字架上所流的宝血。
So today we can come before you to worship you.
今天叫我们能在你面前来敬拜你。
And Lord, we pray that today you will speak to us.
主，我们祈求你今天向我们说话。
So that we can again hear this resurrected Lord still speaking.
让我们听见复活的主仍然向我们说话。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Okay, let's still turn back to chapter 5 of Romans.
我们仍然翻到罗马书第五章。
At first, I feel like this 10 verses was so hard, so I want to pass on to Pastor Fong to preach.
开始我觉得这十节圣经实在太难讲了，所以我本来想让冯牧师来讲。
But he said, well, Robert, you did not finish. Please finish the chapter 5.
但是他说, Robert, 你还没有讲完, 你应该把第五章讲完。
So I need your prayer because I feel like even though it's 10 verses, but it's kind of hard to understand and hard to apply to our life.
所以我就跪下来祷告, 因为虽然说是十节圣经, 但是实在非常的难, 也很难应用在我们的生活里面。
But today I pray that the Lord will open our eyes and open our ears so we can understand and also we can live out this kind of life.
但是今天求主开我们的耳朵，也开我们的眼睛，使我们有悟性，能够明白。
So I call the title today is a life in Christ.
所以今天我的题目是在基督里得生。
And we know in the past few weeks, or probably start from year 2008, our sermon always focus on the book of Romans.
在过去几个星期，实在就是从08年开始。
And gradually we move out of the God's condemnation.
渐渐的我们从我们看过了神的咒诅。
And we move into the justification.
然后我们进到称义里面。
I feel like this is probably the key verse we ought to know today.
今天我觉得我们最关键要知道的经文是这一节。
Verse 17 of chapter 5.
5章17节。
And can we all read together in Chinese or English or any other language? We can all read together.
让我们一起来读, 不管你是中文还是英文, 17节,
For if by the trespass by the one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Okay. So, as you recall, up to this point, when we see the things happen in the first chapter, always is a plural, in a plural.
我们知道说在前面几章这个罪是多数的。
But from verse 12 of chapter 5, you will start to see this sin is in the singular.
但是从五章十二节开始，这里说到这个罪乃是单数的。So
the plural of sins is talking about outside our behavior, our deeds.
啊，这些这个多数的罪是指着我们外面的行为。And
probably you remember our brother mentioned about sin, which is something we are not doing according to God's will.
啊，也许你记得我们弟兄说，罪就是我们没有按照神的旨意来做。And
just like we shoot in the target and we miss. That bull eye.
就像我们射箭没有射中红心,
and we miss.
就是我们, 没有打中.
I remember when I was young, one time I need to pass through one field and go to the bus station.
我记得年轻的时候，有时候我经过一片田地，要到汽车站去.
I saw one person shooting the target.
我看见有一个人在
He used a bow and arrow.
他是用弓箭.
So I feel very curious, so I stood there and watched him shooting to the target.
我就很好奇, 我就站在那看他射什么.
And target, just like today we go to the target department store, it has the bullseye.
所以今天如果他的目标就是如果你们去那个超级市场 target的话, 他们的标志就是一个红的圆圈在里面.
He has a very modern bold, so he has a kind of a something he can focus on and then balance or left and right and up and down. So when he shoot out, he always shoot to the target.
他是有一把很先进的弓，是很现代的，就是上面有瞄准器，可以上下左右调节。所以当他射出去，每一次都很准。
And he saw me stood there so long, so he said, "Well, you want to try?"
他看我在那里站了很久，他说，"你要不要试一下?"
I said, yes, yes.
我说要要要。
So he showed me how to hold the bolt and then how to pull it out, and that was so tight. And he said, well, just look through that little circle and then you can see that the target and bull eye, and then you just let go. It should be there.
他就教我这个拉弓瞄准, 这个弓很紧,
And I did exactly what he told me.
我就按照他所教的就去做。
And I let the arrow go.
所以我就放箭。
And that arrow flew through the target and then go beyond into the woods.
结果那个箭就是没有碰到靶，就飞到灌木里去了。
And I feel so sorry. I need to find that arrow back to him.
我就感觉到很抱歉，因为我还要去。 到灌木里去把那支箭找回来。
And this person was so kind. He said, "Oh, it's okay. This is your first time. It's okay."
那个人就很和气，他说，没关系，没关系，这是你第一次。
Well, just like sin, just like that, we missed the target.
罪就是这样，我们失去了那个目标。
So today from chapter 5, verse 12 through 21, talk about sin. This is talking about our inward disposition.
所以在这个12节到21节这里所说到罪呢，是说到我们里面的罪。
And not outside position of sin.
并不是说外面的行为。
But it's inside, we still have the sin nature. This is a disposition.
乃是说到我们内在的属性。
So, on and on, if we follow the sequence of the Paul's writing in the book of Rome.
如果我们照着保罗所写罗马书的顺序,
and you will see he started from describing how the man we are away from the God's will.
他开始就说到人怎样远离神的旨意。
We are under the wrath of God.
我们都在神的震怒之下,
and under his condemnation.
在神的咒诅之下。
And gradually he talked about the death of Christ.
那么他就说到基督的死,
and bringing the redemption.
所带来的救赎,
and then justification.
带来称义,
and also another thing is reconciliation.
然后就是与神和好,
and gradually we're moving to a different section.
然后我们就渐渐进到这里,
and later on we're going to talk about sanctification.
接下去我们要说到成圣,
transformation.
变化,
and conformation.
更新变化.
Especially these last three things we are going to talk about, sanctification, transformation, and confirmation. This is all our inward condition.
这里说到称义、成圣、得荣耀，这个成圣和得荣耀乃是说到我们里面的光景。
The previous three talking about redemption and talk about justification and reconciliation. This is all kind of our the objective way that Christ has done for us, God has done for us.
说到救赎，说到称义，说到与神和好，乃是在我们说到我们外面，基督为我们所做成的，是一个客观的事实。
These two parts, no matter outward or inwardly, all these things is all very important.
不管是在外面还是里面，都是非常重要的。
If we did not deal with outside our sins, and our sins being forgiven, we need to know there is a substitution.
如果我们不明白外面所发生的事，我们不知道我们的罪被赦免。
And Christ died on the cross for us, for you and me.
耶稣基督在十架上为你我而死。
Second part probably will be pretty hard to live out.
那我们就很难活出第二部分所要说的。
We thought this is just kind of a Bible knowledge.
如果只是圣经的知识。
Or maybe just a doctrine.
如果只是一个教义,
and to our life, probably totally detached.
我们的生活仍然是分离的。
And in that way, probably the people cannot see Christ through us.
别人就从我们身上看不到基督。
And we cannot live out the victorious life.
我们就不能够过得胜的生活。
So these two parts is all very important.
这两部分都非常重要。
And of course, if you look at your outline, I have 4 points today.
如果你看到大纲的话，今天有四点。
And first one I'm going to cover is a sin of man.
这里我们第一部分要看人的罪。
And the second part I'm going to talk about the grace of God.
然后是神的恩典。
And the third part I'm going to talk about which is the obedience of Christ.
基督的顺服。
And the last part, which is the reign in life.
最后是在生命中作王。
So if you have a pencil, you have a pen, you can fill in the blank in Chinese or English on your bulletin, your program.
如果你有笔的话, 你可以把这些记下来。
But more and more, I feel like probably I need to use a different approach to present this 10 verses.
但是我越来越觉得我要用一个不同的方法来交通这十节圣经。
So when you walk out the door today, you will remember what we are talking about here.
我希望今天当你走出这个门的时候，你会记得我们今天所讲的。
So I use a different approach. Of course, still will be around this subject.
但主题没有变。
But I will use something you can remember.
那我用一个你能够记得的办法。
Okay, let's start it. I want to use two men to do the comparison.
这里要比较两个人。
And probably you already know who are two men been mentioned in chapter 5, verse 12 through 21.
知道说，我们知道说五章十二节到二十一节这里说到两个人。
And first one, probably you will say, yes, is Adam.
我们知道第一个是说亚当。
And Adam was a first man.
亚当是第一个人。
And 1 Corinthians 15, let's read it. Let's turn to the 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And let's read verse 45 and 47.
林前十五章，我们从45节读到47节。
Okay. If you would, you can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45.
哥林多前书15章45节。
Okay, here is saying that, so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, the life-giving spirit. And then verse 47, the first man was of the dust of the earth. The second man from heaven.
45节经上也是这样记着说首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。47节头一个人是出于地乃属土第二个人是出于天。So
here Adam was the first man.
所以这里亚当是头一个人。
He was not only the first man but also the first Adam mentioned.
他不单是头一个人，他是头一个亚当。
So Adam was created by God.
他是亚当是神所造的。
So that's the first person being mentioned.
这是所提到的头一个人。
And another person being mentioned is a Christ.
另一个说到的人是基督。
And of course, probably already learned that Christ is the second man, just like in 1 Corinthians 15:47 mentioned.
就像我们刚才所读到的，基督是第二个人。
And a lot of time we call him as the last Adam.
常常我们也说他是末后的亚当。
And this Christ, Jesus or the Christ, he is not created.
我们主耶稣基督不是受造的。
And he is God.
他是神。
He incarnated and become man, come to earth.
他道成肉身来到地上。
So he is totally God and he is totally man.
他是完全的神，也是完全的人。
So here in the we talk about two men.
所以这里我们说到两个人。
One is the very first Adam and the other one is the last Adam.
一个是首先的亚当，一个是末后的亚当。
Sometimes we call it the first man and the last man.
有时候我们说第一个人，最后一个人。
Or second man.
第二个人。
And there is no third man.
没有第三个人。
Only these two.
只有两个。
So either we are in one category, we are under the Adam, first Adam, or we are under the second Adam.
我们只有两个类, 你要么是在第一个亚当这一类, 要么是在末后亚当这一类。
So this is two men we begin with.
这里是我们所说的两个人。
And then I move into there are two acts.
然后我们要说到两种行为。
And first man, what did he do?
第一个人他做了什么?
talking about Adam's transgression in the garden.
说到亚当在园子里的过犯.
And what happened to that? Happened in the garden.
在伊甸园中发生了什么?
Yes, the Lord brought this man and his wife to two trees.
神把那人和他妻子带到两棵树面前.
One is the tree of life, and the other tree is the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
一个是生命树, 一个是分别知识善恶的树.
Of course, he wanted them to pick the fruit from the tree of life.
当然神希望他们所吃的乃是生命树.
But we know the story.
但是我们知道那个故事.
Man choose the other tree.
人所节选的是另一棵树,
the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
乃是分别知识善恶的树.
After they finished the fruit, and their eyes opened.
当他们吃了那个树上的果子, 他们的眼睛就明亮了.
First thing they see is their nakedness.
所以他们首先就看见自己赤身露体.
It's very shameful.
是可羞耻的.
So we see, here's the first transgression happened in the garden.
我们看见在第一个过犯乃是在伊甸园中.
Of course, they cannot live there anymore.
他们就不能再住在那里.
They are out of the garden.
他们就被赶出园子.
But let's see the other person's acts.
让我们看第二个人所行的.
The Christ's obedience on the cross.
基督在十架上的顺从.
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 8. Talk about the Christ obedient on the cross.
说到主耶稣在十架上的顺服.
This act of obedience is a righteous act performed by Christ.
这个义行乃是我们主耶稣基督所行的.
He died on the cross.
他在十架上受死.
So that this is his obedience.
这乃是他的顺从.
He doesn't need to do that.
他并不需要那样做.
He does not have any sins.
因为他没有犯罪.
But he died on the cross for you and me.
但他在十架上为你我而死.
Just like in the 1 Peter 2:24 also tells us.
就像在彼得前书2章24节也这样说.
Christ's death restored man to life.
基督的死叫人能够得生.
And John 3:14 and 15 says that.
约翰福音3章14节15节.
Christ was lifted up on the cross in order to bring man back to eternal life.
基督在十架上受死要把人带到永生里面.
So here is a very distinguished two acts.
这里有两个截然不同的行为.
One is Adam's transgression in the garden.
一个是亚当在园中的过犯.
The other one is Christ's obedience on the cross.
一个是基督在十架的顺服.
So now we see two men, two acts, and then we want to see what's the results of that.
我们看到两个人两种的行为, 就得到两种结果.
Okay, let's start from Adam.
我们先看亚当.
And results of Adam's transgression.
亚当过犯的结果.
Something happened.
看他的结果是如何.
The sin entered.
罪进入.
Sin entered through Adam's transgression.
所以接着亚当的过犯就进入.
So that's why they say the sin is mentioned in Romans 5-7. It becomes personified.
从第五章到第七章好像这个罪好像是拟人化的.
And see here, the person can reign.
好像这个他能够做王.
And the sin, because the sin entered, he can reign you and me.
因为罪进入了世界, 他就可以进入你我当中.
He can lord over the people.
他就领导众人.
And he can deceive and even kill the people.
他能够迷惑人, 也能够杀人.
And not only that, the second is many were made sinners.
不光如此, 他这里说众人,
not only Adam, but also every man become a sinner.
不光是亚当,
so we are not only made sinner, we were constituted as a sinner.
我们不光是, 成为罪人, 我们是,
被组成,
我们是一个组成的罪人.
So like our brother mentioned, and from a very little kid, they know how to lie.
就像我们弟兄有交通过，就是一个很小的小孩，他就知道怎样撒谎。
And I have experience to my kids too.
我对自己的孩子也有经历。
Many times I correct them.
很多时候我纠正他。
And I ask why you want to do it again. You just told me you will never do this again.
我对他说你为什么又这样做？你跟我讲过你不会再这样做了。
And they say I don't know. I just did it.
他说我不知道，我就这样做了。
It's so nature.
那是很自然的。
It seems that there is something already inside or constitute into their life.
那就好像是在他里面的东西，是已经组成在他里面的东西。
So they could lie.
所以他们会说谎。
And they could do something against you.
他们会背你。
And they can do a lot of things not pleasing parents.
所以他们会做很多父母不喜悦的事情。
Well, because there is the sin already constituted into the man.
因为罪已经被组成在人的生命里面。
Because we are all under Adam.
因为我们都在亚当的里面。
And the end is all men were condemned unto death.
那个结局就是众人都被定罪而死。
And probably you don't like to hear this.
也许你不一定很高兴听见这样的话。
But this is the end. If the sin, the price of sin is death.
但是罪的工价乃是死。
Not only Adam,
不光是亚当。
But all men.
乃是众人。
Just like the Bible, especially the Romans 5:18 mentioned.
就像五章十八节所说。
All men have been condemned to death.
众人就被定罪。
And death reigned over all men.
罪就做了王。
So, now he is ruling all the persons.
所以他是。所有的人都在他的权下。
And there is no way out.
也没有办法出来。
And probably I can add another point is in Adam, all die.
还可以加上一点，就是在亚当里，众人都死了。
Let me tell you one example.
那我给你举个例子。
Recently I met a missionary. He is already grandpa. He had 12 kids. 12 grandchildren, I'm sorry.
我最近遇到一个传道人，他已经做祖父了，他有十二个孙子孙女。
He had 4 married children.
他有四个他有四个结婚的孩子。
And he used to be in Vietnam.
他以前是在越南。
And after he retired from the military, he came back to the States.
他退伍后就回到美国。
Actually, he lived not too far from here. He's living in the Shawnee Mission Parkway.
他住的离这里很近，就在 Shawnee Mission 那个那条路上。
He said when he came back, his life is totally changed.
他说当他回来的时候，他的生活完全的改变了。
He cannot live without alcohol.
他就是生活当中不能没有酒。
And even a drug.
也而且必须喝醉。
And he said his life is totally ruined.
他说他的生活完全被毁了。
He doesn't know how to pull himself up.
他不知道怎样把自己脱离出来。
Of course, right now he became a Christian, so he knows those are the sin.
现在他当然信主了，他就知道那是罪。
But at that time he said he just couldn't get out of that kind of condition.
但是那时候他就是说他无法自拔。
One day he went to Atlanta, Georgia.
有一次他就到乔治亚州亚特兰大城。
He said in downtown area, well, of course, probably you heard the news. The downtown area just hit by a lot of tornadoes.
在市区，也许听到那里有很多的飓风。
But at that time, he said he met one lady, and this lady he never met her before.
他在那里遇到一位他从来没有遇见过的女士。
And this lady somehow see he is so down and so ruined.
女士就看见他深陷在某种东西里面。
And this lady, he said, is the African American lady.
他说那位女士是一个非洲裔的美国人。
Use a very strong southern accent.
他的南方口音非常的重。
Came to him and say, "Your life got to be changed."
那位女士就用很重的口音对他说：“你的生活要改变。”
You need to know the Christ.
你要认识基督。
And He will change your life.
他要改变你的生命。
At first, he said, "Well, who is this person? Just come to talk to me like this."
他开始的反应就是这是什么人跑来这样跟我说话。
And he said that lady changed his life.
但是后来他说这位女士改变了他的生命。
Later on, he found the Christ, or maybe Christ found him.
后来他认识了找到了基督，或者更准确的说，基督找到了他。
His life totally changed.
他的生命就完全的改变。And
not only that, he gave himself to the Lord.
不但如此，他把自己奉献给神。And
he formed there's a Harlan International Ministry.
他有一个福音的机构。And
the address here, Shawnee Mission, Kansas.
就在我们这个本地。And
right now he is an international minister.
他是一个国际的辅导家。
And he's working in India.
他在印度服侍。
And last time I met him was a week ago.
上个星期我还遇见他。
And we got this little pamphlet.
他得到这个小册子。
He said this week or next week he's going to India again.
他说他这个星期他就要回到印度去。
And he's preaching the gospel there.
在那里传福音。
Just like all the Indian people.
就是他觉得他欠他们福音的债。
And he said he doesn't know why his life been changed.
他不知道他的生命是如何的改变。
But he knows it's Christ changed his life.
但是他知道是谁，就是基督改变了他的生命。
Let's see another result.
那我们看另一个结果。
The result of Christ's obedience.
基督顺从的结果。
First thing is grace came.
我们就看见恩典来临。
Through the obedience of Christ.
是借着耶稣的顺从。
We just see the sin came from Adam's transgression.
罪从着因着亚当的过犯临到。
But right here we see that grace came through Christ's obedience.
恩典借着耶稣的顺从临到。
So again, he used the grace since become a person.
这里恩典好像也是拟人化的。
And come here to give us a life.
来到临到我们, 把生命给我们。
He will reign in our life.
也要在我们生命中作王。
And also, we feel like there's a joy and peace from Him.
从此我们也得到喜乐和平安。
Just like this person, I haven't talked to you his name. His name is called Fred Cornes.
就像我刚才说到这个人, 他叫 Fred Cornes.
Amazing. One grace came.
实在奇妙，当恩典来临，
many were made righteous.
众人就被称为义。
And again, not only make righteous, but also constitute as righteous.
不光被称义，义也组成在他们里面。
Yes, we still are sinners.
是的，我们仍然是罪人。
And we got our sins got forgiven.
但我们的罪蒙了赦免。
But many times we still do something. Kind of slip away from the Lord.
但是我们有的时候所做的仍然是远离神的。
But he called us the righteous one.
但是他仍然称我们为义的。
Why?
为什么?
Because his precious blood already paid the price.
因为主耶稣的宝血已经付上了代价。
This is what we call is a redemption.
这就是我们所说的救赎。
And a justification.
与称义。
Do you remember that's in the Roman court when the jury say your sin been forgiven.
当记得就是在罗马的法庭上，当陪审团说你的罪得以赦免。
And now we are called the righteous one.
就被称为义的。
And not only that, many were justified unto life.
不光如此，许多人众人就被称义得生命了。
And the grace will reign through the righteousness unto life eternal.
恩典借着义叫做王。
So this right now if we are in the Christ, we are called the righteous one.
如果我们在, 基督的里面,
because we all justify unto the life.
And
he becomes our portion.
他成为我们杯中的份.
In the past, probably we don't have any relationship with him.
我们从前是与他没有关系的.
But today, because the grace came, we all call the justified. We all justified become the righteous one.
但今天因着恩典来临, 我们就被称义.
And also in Christ, all shall be made alive.
基督因着基督叫我们都活过来.
That's also in the 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22. It says, in Adam will die, but in Christ all shall be made alive.
在哥林多前书还是15章, 那里说, 在亚当里众人都死了, 在基督里众人都要活过来.
So here we see two men,
这里我们看见两个人,
two acts,
两种行为,
and two results.
两种结果.
So that will be easier for us to remember.
这个我想我们应该容易记得.
And you say, is this the end of it?
就说这个就完了吗?
But if you go back to this 10 verses, you will see there is a word came out 4 times.
但是如果你看这个第五章的时候, 你会看见这个有一个词重复了4次.
If you pay attention from verse 12 to 21, there are one word appeared 4 times.
12节到21节有一个词重复了4次.
Rain.
作王.
If we are in verse 12, chapter 5, verse 12,
5章12节,
you will see that's the first rain appear.
第一次提到,
and he's talking about sin.
这里说到罪.
So sin entered through the first man.
And
he became a king.
罪又作王,
his lord over us.
就是辖制我们.
And this sin also dividing the man's fallen body.
这个也叫我们的身体败坏.
So that's why we've seen so many news every day. There is something happened because the sin is dwelt in man's fallen body.
这就是今天我们新闻里会看见这许多的事情都是因为罪在辖制我们这个堕落的身体.
And it looks like when we see the world situation is going downhill every day.
当我们看这个世界的局势好像像每日愈下.
And even though we make more laws,
虽然我们可以立更多的法,
and cannot stop the sin.
但是并不能阻止罪.
And do you know what the Bible say?
你知道圣经是怎样说?
Let's turn to the 1 Corinthians 15, and let's read 56, verse 56.
我们翻到哥林多前书15章, 我们来读第56节.
The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
使得毒钩就是罪.
Here, especially the second part, it mentioned about here the power of sin is the law.
在第二部分说到罪的权势就是律法.
So very interestingly, it seems that we have more laws, and now we see more sins happen.
这里，所以这个很有意思，好像我们立更多的法，就会看见更多的罪.
Law is not trying to stop all these sins.
法律并不能阻止犯罪.
Here is the sin having the law as its power.
罪有律法为它的权势.
So when Moses received the law from the Mount Sinai,
当摩西从西乃山上领受了律法,
this law just like a mirror, it can show people how dirty we are.
那个乃是就像一面镜子来告诉我们我们是如何的污秽.
But we cannot stop it.
但是它并不能除去污秽.
So here it says, is sin reign in death.
所以说到罪, 接着死作王.
And today, here is the king, if you are still under the sin.
如果你还是在罪中的话, 那罪就是你的王.
Another place we see the reign, which is in also in the verse 12 of chapter 5, Roman chapter 5.
还有一处说到作王。
And it's talking about death.
你说到死作王。
So this is the death come through sin.
你说到死是由罪来的。
And the reign through one man over all men.
因着一人就众死就临到众人。
Let me put out all the points so you can see. So the second reign, which is the death.
第二次说到作王是说到死作王。
And we cannot get rid of this.
我们也不能够把这个自己去掉。
Because the price of sin is death.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
And we are under the reign of death.
我们乃是在死的权势之下。
But fortunately, the grace came.
感谢主，恩典来临。
And this is through the Christ, through the second man.
乃是借着基督第二个人。
So that's what we call grace.
为什么我们称为恩典？
And we sing the amazing grace.
我们会唱这样的诗歌。
The person can be changed.
我们就被改变了。
The slave trader can become a Christian.
一个奴隶犯人会变成一位基督徒。
And later on become a preacher.
后来成为一位布道家。
This is a grace.
那是恩典。
Through the Christ.
是借着耶稣基督而来的恩典。
And not only that, the bondage and the reign through the righteousness unto the eternal life.
恩典借着义作王叫人得永远的生命。
This grace abounds.
我们的恩典乃是更加显多的。
Multiplied.
会显多出来。
And reign through the righteousness.
借着义来作王。
Unto the eternal life.
叫人得永生。
So this is the third one we can see. Grace can reign like a person, like a king can reign us.
这是第三个作王，就是说到恩典作王。
And the last one mentioned about the reign, which is in verse 17.
第四次是十七节。
And here talk about for those who believe or receive.
那些相信的，接受的。
So I put this as the believers.
乃是说那些信主的。
And believer, we receive this grace and receive this righteousness. Yes, we can reign with him.
当我们接受这个恩典，接受这个义，我们可以与他一同作王。
We don't have to be under the sin or under the death.
我们不需要在罪和死的权势下面。
And here we can reign in a life through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以因着耶稣基督在生命中作王。
I'm going to tell you one story.
我要讲一个故事。
And probably you would know what happened, why right now the people still remember that.
你也许会知道说为什么今天很多人还会记得。
There was a 16 years old boy.
有一个16岁的孩子。
And when he left, one evening, he was sleeping.
有一天晚上睡觉的时候，
suddenly he heard the village, a lot of houses caught fire.
突然他听见就是在村庄里有许多的房子着火。
And there's a big noise in the village.
有很多喧闹的声音。
And he doesn't know what happened.
他不知道发生什么事。
And suddenly, he felt like there is a big hand grabbing him.
突然就有一双大手把他抓住。
And he just shouted, say, let me go, let me go, he screamed.
他就大叫起来，让我走，让我走。
And he fought like a wild cat, kicking and scratching and fighting.
他就像一个野猫一样。
But he cannot overcome the two big hands.
但是他挣扎不出来。
So he was captured, he was carried and half dragged to outside. There's a boat waiting.
他就被抓住带到外面去，有一艘船。
And he was carried onto the boat and thrown down to the bottom of the boat.
他就被扔到船的底舱里面。
And he was carried to one island.
他就被运到一个岛上。
And he was sold as a slave.
他就被卖成为一个奴隶。
And he worked under one one chieftain or one is a kind of a leader or the land owner.
他就在一个原主的手下做事。
And on the 6 years, he just became a shepherd and attending the pigs of this masters.
他就后来就为主人养猪。
And his family was a Christian.
他的家庭是一个基督徒的家庭。
And now he was in a slavery, so every time when he is in this suffering, he always think about his dad and his granddad.
他每次在痛苦当中的时候，他就想起他的父亲，想起他的祖父。
And now he said, well, I did not listen when my father and grandfather tried to teach me.
他说我没有听从我父亲我祖父的教导，
especially in God's way.
没有听从他们在神的神族里面的教导。
And right now I'm paying for my sins.
现在我是为我的罪付上代价。
But I'm going to trust in you. This is his prayer.
这是他在祷告里面，他说现在我要主，我要相信你。
Oh God, in your son Jesus, I know you are with me every day and every moment.
在你的儿子耶稣基督里，我知道你每天每时与我同在。
Especially in this bitter captivity.
在这个痛苦的时候，在被掳的时候，你与我同在。
Do you know he heard a voice?
他知道神听他的祷告。
And the voice says, soon you will go back to your own country.
他听见神对他说，你不久要回到你的自己的国家。
See, your ship is ready.
看你的那个船已经准备好了。
See, your ship is ready.
看你的船已经备好了。
So in the next few days, he was pondering, what ship is ready?
后面两天他就在想说，船什么船已经备好了。So
later on, he decided probably he need to take a chance and run away from this slavery.
他想他就要冒险试一下，他就要逃跑。But
with no money or food, and he took off on foot, he need to run through the very dangerous route, which is about 200 miles through the forest.
他没有钱也没有食物，但他要独自经过一个非常危险的旅程，大概有200英里，在森林里面。
Of course, there is dangers of a wild animal. Of course, there is some slave catcher. Probably they try to catch those escape slaves.
那里有野兽的危险，也有其他的追捕奴隶的人的危险。
But he went through all that and safely he reached the shore.
最后他经过所有这些危险，最后他到了海岸。
And he saw a boat waiting there.
他看见那里有一艘船等在那里。
And this boat is the boat they try to catch the dog, and this kind of dog can use as a hunter for the hunting.
这个船是来运送一些特别的就是狩猎用的船。
And of course this dog is not trained, so it's very wild.
那些狗还没有经过训练，所以还是野性非常强。So
he tried to pet the dog and tried to. He was in the midst of the dog because those dog is going to ship by this boat to other place.
他那里有一大群这样的狗，这些狗就准备被装上那个船运走。And
he saw the captain. He said, "Well, can I work my way back? Work my way to any place you want to take me?"
他就对那个船长说，我能不能为你工作，然后来交换说你把我随便带到哪里去。
And Captain looked at this young man, well, 16 got captured in 6 years, he's 22 right now.
船长就看着这个年轻人，他是16岁被卖，那个时候过了6年是22岁。
He said, get away from here.
他说走开走开。
And he was disappointed and turned away.
这个年轻人就很失望，他就走开了。
And suddenly he heard the voice say, come back, hurry up.
后来他又听见声音说，快点回来。
We'll take you on.
我们带你走。
Well, because one of the sailors said, well, the way he treated that untrained dog, looks like he can be our helper.
因为有一个水手对船长说，好像看他这个拍那个野狗的样子，好像他懂得怎么弄他们。
So the boat took him back to his home.
那艘船就带他回家。
And this young man has been changed.
这个年轻人他就被改变了。
Yes, he went back to his family.
他回到他的家里。
And later on he became the missionary.
后来他成为传道人。
And do you know, he determined to go back to this place, catch him as a slavery.
后来他就决定说, 回到那个, 抓住他做奴隶的地方。
And through all his life, he converted this place from a pagan worship to the Christian worship.
用他的一生, 他把那个, 崇拜偶像的地方, 变成一个敬拜基督的地方。
And the place they worship, sacrifice the pagan god, he demolished that and established, become a school, become a church.
本来那里有一个地方就是他们, 在敬拜偶像的, 他把那个地方, 重新建成叫, 那个学校, 医院。
And later on, he almost kind of a Christianized the entire island.
后来他把整个那个岛, 都成为一个, 敬拜基督的。
Do you know who am I talking to?
你知道我说的是谁吗?
Maybe you know.
Or
Bob, probably you know. Greg, you know.
有人知道吗?
Patrick.
Patrick.
Patrick. Right now the people put a St. Patrick.
就是今天我们过的那个 St. Patrick节。
And the prayer I just read to you is a very famous book he wrote, is Confessions.
我所提到他的祷告, 记载他的
He was born in a very noble family.
他是生在一个, 非常, 高贵的家庭。
But he was captured by the invader and brought him to the Irish island.
但是他就被, 被这个入侵者带到那个爱尔兰的小岛上。
But through all this bitterness, life, and he knows that's because of his sin.
但是在一切的痛苦当中, 他知道说他是有罪的。
And he heard a voice say, the ship is ready.
他听见一个声音说,
and what you need to do is to run and get on this ship and go home.
他所要做的就是快快地跑上那船回家。
So probably you heard the parade right now. What's the St. Patrick parade? What's that for?
也许今天你看见在街上过那个 St. Patrick节的时候, 街上的游行。
And probably we cannot hear that anymore. We just see, oh, maybe the shamrock, or maybe it's the green color or anything, but we don't know the background.
可能你看见只是一些绿颜色的衣服, 但是你却不知道背后的背景。
Yesterday, our community, they have a parade.
是我们的, 我们的社区可能会有游行。
And my previous two bosses, they say, I'm Irish.
那个他我两个以前的老板说他们是有爱尔兰的
The other one say I'm a half Irish.
有的人, 我的一个老板说他有一半是爱尔兰人。
We don't see the Irish people as the rude people or barbarian people.
我们并不是说爱尔兰人他们就一定粗鲁或者说没有开放。
Because the gospel already spread out entire island.
乃是因为说福音已经传遍那个岛。
What a change.
因为神的改变。
From under the reign of sin.
在罪作王的时候。
And we see how that turned into the reign under grace.
我看见说怎样转折变成乃是生命作王。
So today, if you hear the voice,
如果你听见声音,
the ship is ready.
听见说船已经备好。
Are you going to get on the ship?
你愿意登上这个船吗?
Or you still want to be in the slavery under sin and death?
还是你仍然愿意留在罪的匣子里面?
Or you want to get on the ship and say, my life is going to be reign under the grace and life?
还是说你愿意登上这个船, 乃是因为得着, 生命里得着这个恩典?
If you hear this voice say the ship is ready,
或是你心中听见这样的声音, 告诉你船已备好。
Your part is, you just say, I'm willing.
你要起来说, 我愿意。
And the Christ will change your life.
基督要改变你的生命。
And he will direct you to what he wants you to do.
还要带你去所要去的地方。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
thank you for you let us know what is under the Adam and what is under the Christ.
感谢你让我们明白说在基督里与在亚当里的不同。
And thank you for today our life changed because long time ago probably you already talked to us, the ship is ready.
我们的生命感谢你我们的生命今天有这样的改变呢是 很久以前我们听见声音对我们说船已经备好。What
we need to do is get up and run.
我们只需要奔跑，我们上船。We'll
run into the grace.
让我们奔入你的恩典里面。Run
into your kingdom.
奔入你的国度里面。Run
into your salvation.
奔入你的救恩里面。We
don't want to linger as a slavery.
让我们不再做罪的奴仆在那里游荡。But
we want to be with you, we want to be in the grace.
我们愿意与你同在，愿意在恩典的里面。
Thank you for Christ has paid our sins in full.
感谢你，基督完全付上罪的代价。
And you shed your blood on the cross.
为我们在十字架上流血。
And wash away our sins.
洗净我们的罪。
And today you are still calling each one of us.
感谢你今天仍然呼召我们每一个人。
The ship is ready.
告诉我们说船已经备好。And
what we need to do is go get on the boat.
让我们上船。And
we are not going to miss the boat.
然后不要失去这样的机会。May
your name be glorified.
愿你的名得到荣耀。We
pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.